call the order, please? We'll start with the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If we remain standing, we'll be led in prayer today by Matt Boyer from Trinity Lutheran Church. You hear it, Delta?
Let us pray. Lord God, I thank you for those willing to serve and lead this community. Lord, I thank you for all the work that went into Chicken Fest this week. I ask that you bless our conversation this evening. Continue to lead and guide those who are called to and elected to positions of leadership. And God bless this country as we continue to struggle with division and political violence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, if I can get attendance and roll call, please.
Dawson?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Frank?
Here.
Shire?
Here.
Demeline?
Here.
Adams?
Here.
Approval of the agenda.
I would like to make an amendment to the agenda to include executive session.
To consider the appointment of a public employee pursuant to Ohio Revised Code 121.22G1.
Doing executive session when?
Right now? Or after? At the end? Okay, at the end.
Okay.
You need a second if that's appropriate and then a vote.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please, to add executive session.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
All right. Approval of the minutes from the previous meeting, July 1st, 2024.
Do we have to approve the agenda?
Oh. As amended.
As amended.
Oh, my bad. Skipping ahead again.
Good.
I'll make the motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
I have a motion and second on the approval of the agenda.
Frank?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the approval of the minutes from the July 1st, 2024 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
All right. Next, before anyone from the public, I want to thank everyone that had any part to do with the Chicken Festival. I think it was pretty good this year. I had a lot of compliments on it. So, I want to thank everyone. Now, is there anyone from the public that wishes to address council?
Sought a engineering firm to give us an estimate on plans, yes.
Okay. And how are we paying for that?
It doesn't cost anything to get an estimate.
Okay, just for an estimate, you're not giving like plans to roll up, it's just
that's correct. Estimate.
The existing contract is in place.
Yes, but there was supposed to be possibly, like, the water rates were supposed to be getting changed, so they were paying.
We haven't begun the negotiations with Worthington on the water rates.
Okay, but was it submitted before the July 1st?
The contract provides the rates for the water.
Yes. So are we trying to work with them to come up so they pay more water, so maybe that helps subsidize the village?
We've had discussions with Worthington on the overpayment of by Worthington to the village of water, based on the action of us violating the contract with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that going to benefit the village or not benefit the village? Like the residents, I should say.
We won't know until any negotiations are finalized.
Okay. Do we have any idea when those will be done?
No.
Correspondence.
I don't think you had any to highlight.
All right, councils and committees, interim village administrator, Mr. Seeker.
Number one, I just want to reemphasize to council that the lift station on County Road 9 experienced some major issues with the control panels and motors, that we have an issue on the agenda item 17, ordinance 17, which will address the repairs there. So we can have a discussion about that issue at that point in time. But again, I just want to mention that at the remarks at this time. Other than that, I don't. We've been working with the staff regarding the general fund budget, which was part of the finance committee's committee meeting beforehand, and I'm sure that during the reports we'll hear from it. So with that, that's all I have to say.
Okay. Finance director?
I have on here approval of invoices.
You can ask questions at this time if you'd like.
On the July 2nd, or no, I'm sorry. On the July 9th check register, there was a check written to Deere and Company for $59,614.91.
That was payment for the tractor that the street department just received.
And it was budgeted for and encumbered
last
in
year.
2023.
Correct.
And then on the, I'm sorry, on the July 11th, there was a check for $121,910.18 to Hank's Plumbing and Heating.
That is payment number 6 on our reimbursing grant for the water connection to Fulton County.
And can you explain to council or explain how that works so that everybody understands?
So we received the payment request from the engineer, and we paid the Hank's Plumbing and Heating, and we will now submit to the grant for reimbursement.
Thank you.
Is there any other questions about the invoices?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve invoices. Roll call, please.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
And I also distributed to council a quarterly income tax receipt comparison.
Is there any questions on that comparison? Good. Law Director?
I have nothing, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Acting Police Chief Sergeant Walker?
Nothing other than the report I handed to council.
Thank you. Anything from any of the committees, other committees?
We had a finance committee meeting at 4:30 this afternoon, and basically Ed went over the ordinances that are up to vote on tonight. We had someone in here from the state auditor's office, not in reference to the special investigation, here for training with Marlene and Jenna a couple weeks ago. And he made the recommendation that we reduce expenditures in the general fund by $200,000 because of the issue with the income tax distribution. And so the ordinances that are in here tonight under new business are doing that and preparing the budgets for the lift station repair as well.
Okay. And go ahead, Mr. Shire.
So with the annexation of Delta Acres, it appears that several properties that the village already owns that are outside village limits have been made contiguous. I'm just looking for council's thoughts on annexing those lands into the village when getting that information presented to us more in map form by legal and the administrator. These are all the properties around the reservation which the village already owns. Are they now contiguous based on the annexation of Delta Acres property?
Yes.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. I think it makes sense.
So if you guys could get us some sub-maps and some more information on the annexation of these four parcels.
Yeah. We will do that, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything else before we move into new business? All right, new business, ordinance 15-2024.
Ordinance 15-2024 is an ordinance to supplement ordinance 07-2024 to make supplemental appropriations for the current expenses of the Village of Delta for fiscal year ending December 31st, 2024. And declaring an emergency.
I'll make a motion to suspend.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to suspend. Roll call, please.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Do I have a motion to pass on first reading?
So moved. Second.
I have a motion and a second to pass on first reading as an emergency.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Okay, moving on, ordinance 16-2024.
Ordinance 16-2024 is an ordinance to supplement ordinance 07-2024 to make supplemental appropriations for the current expenses of the Village of Delta for fiscal year ending December 31st, 2024, and declares an emergency.
Again, I'll make a motion to suspend.
I second it.
I have a motion and a second to suspend.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Do I have a motion to make final on first reading as emergency?
Just for clarification, before this vote, this is in reference to the issue that was discussed in the financial meeting before this meeting in regards to the reduction of the general fund spending of $200,000.
Yes.
So moved. Second.
I have a motion and second to make final first reading. Roll call, please.
Frank?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes. Okay, moving on. Ordinance 17-2024.
Ordinance 17-2024 is an ordinance authorizing the replacement of the control panel, transducer, and floats, including the installation of same by Buckeye Pumps of Galleon, Ohio, and declares an emergency.
And this is for the County Road 9 lift station, yeah. Correct?
Right, and the superintendent, wastewater superintendent, is in available here to give a short synopsis for the audience and for your council again.
I see him sitting back there.
Yeah.
Would you come up to the mic this time? Yeah.
Hello, I'm Chris, superintendent of the wastewater treatment plant, and the lift station that is in question. We had a piece of equipment on one of the pumps a few weeks ago on a Thursday evening. The pressure line, pressure relief valve had rotted and busted away, and then water sprayed everywhere. Shorted out a motor, and then that back fed to above ground to a disconnect box, which we lost power down there. That was the first scenario. Second scenario is the panel. Control panel that communicates with the transducer that controls, tells the panel when to turn the pumps on and off, is one of the oldest panels in our system out of all seven lift stations that we have throughout the village. This panel has been limping along. There's no parts available for it. Everything's obsolete, so it needs to be replaced. This panel's no longer communicating. We had technicians out couple different times trying to get it to communicate to get us back online. They were unable to do it. So we're not using that panel at the moment. We're not using either pump that's down in that station. Right now we are using what's called a trash pump. It's a portable pump that we have out there that I have purchased a set of floats for. The floats are telling the pump when to kick on and off. We've got a couple complications with that because it runs quite a bit. That is a high flow lift station. It services, it's right next to North Star Bluesco, and it services all the industries going up and down 109 there. So this is a scenario that's definitely an emergency. And I did do my due diligence on the panel that we're putting in. Four or five other names and contacts of other villages and areas that use this panel. One of the companies I talked with and I went out and looked at everything is called Northwest Ohio Water and Sewer District. They service 85 lift stations. I don't know the exact number that they have, but they have multiple panels, the same panel that we're going to purchase, and they rave about all good things about it. So the panel that we will get and install has the ability not to just do what we wanted to do, but if we want to upgrade and add things for communication purposes back to the plant, it has the ability to do that with just a Sims card. It's not having to purchase a bunch of other equipment to upgrade. So it will be a big asset to the village. Any questions? That's what tonight is for. If I have the approval, they have everything in stock. They have everybody's ready to go and install it. needed the approval.
Sounds
so once we have the approval, yep, it'll be, it's a go. They're ready to go for us.
Now, is this something that any of the other stations will possibly need added into there eventually?
Possibly. This particular panel is, like I said, the oldest panel. The other two panels, so we have 7 lift stations. One lift station is just a small grinding crock. That's not a problem. The other 6, we have 3 of those have submersible pumps, like on Adrian Street, Jackson Street. Those are more up to date. Those are ideal. Those are some of the best. We pull the pumps up, make sure everything's working good, change the oil, drop them down, you're good to go. The other 3 lift stations, like this one, is called a dry pump. They have to suction it all the way up. Those are the biggest and the most complicated pieces of equipment. They have more problems with them. So down the road, in the future, I would love to see 3 of the lift stations, you know, convert to submersible over time.
So this new one will be more submersible?
No, the pumps are not being changed. The pumps are the pumps. This is just a panel that communicates with the transducer and the level sensors to tell when to turn the pumps on and off.
So eventually we'll need new pumps.
They've been limping along. We have replaced what's called a rotating assembly unit in it. And then on the backside you have a wear plate and you have check valves. And so the casting of the pump itself, they're old and they last quite a while, but it's the internal components that wear out. What wears them out, especially this industry that goes through there, is a lot of the inorganic material that is pumped through. You have grits, you have rubber gloves, you have rags, you have all this inorganic material that goes through, and then it gets pushed through those pumps. It just starts to destroy it.
So obviously that is something that maybe the council and the administrator should look into possibly budgeting in at some point to get new ones in. So everything is going to be at a newer level.
Yes.
That way you're starting from here and not starting 1 here and then 2 way down low. So
absolutely.
That sounds like something that needs to be assessed and budgeted in sooner than later.
Yes, ma'am.
Chris, in your opinion, how long do we have on the other 2 stations? Would you like to see them within the next year, 2 years, 3 years?
Oh, at least within the 3 years. The panels themselves, the pumps, you know, Friday, we had a checkout go out on one. Spent 3 hours and 45 minutes trying to get it replaced. This particular station is just, it's at Hidden Ridge, and it's just a small hut over 2 pumps, and it's just harder than anything to work on. You're staying bent down underneath it, trying to replace the parts. Took 2 people. My coworker was off on that day, so I had to pull somebody from another department to help me with that. But it's a piece of item that, you know, it was an old check valve. It went bad. Found it Friday morning. You know, these happen. Last year we put a new rotating assembly unit in that particular pump. That pump should run for a while. Hopefully another year, year and a half, you know. We do maintenance on them, we change the oils on them. You know, we open up the check valve, make sure that there is there anything in there clogged up, blocking it, things like that. But sometimes the inevitable happens, you know. So yeah, we have 6 pumps that really could be upgraded and need to be replaced. It'd be nice, and it really wouldn't be that, I guess I can't speak on this because I don't know the exact cost. I've been in this position for a year and I'm learning a lot.
Definitely seems like it needs to be put on and addressed and maybe pushed forward, and 3 years out could lead into larger problems and maybe sooner than later.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I can't tell you when and if or how long a pump is going to last as we just repair them as they...
But you also can't say that all 3 of them don't go out tomorrow. So, like, that's
don't
where
you jinx me,
man. I know. But that's what I'm saying.
You're out. You're going to help me.
You can come. I'll come over and help you do whatever you need.
Okay. Any other questions, Benny?
motion and a second to suspend. Roll call, please.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Do we have a motion to make final and first reading as emergency?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Okay, ordinance 18-2024.
Ordinance 18-2024 is an ordinance certifying to the county auditor an assessment and lien upon certain property in the Village of Delta and declares an emergency.
If council recall, at the last meeting, this is the lien that was discussed from Marlena to place on the property, and I gave you back the information it was for.
It is the Windstream property for lawn mowing.
So the village has, because it was a nuisance, we abated the nuisance by cutting the lawn, and then our code allows us to place it on the current tax duplicate so that we get repaid through the real estate taxes.
Make a motion to suspend.
Okay. I have a motion and a second to suspend. Roll call, please.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
I have one question before we finalize it. It on section one, it says the amount set forth in the attached exhibit A.
We'll be attaching. Marlene will be attaching. But.
Do you guys want to see it?
Yes.
Pass them around.
Do we have a motion to make final on first reading as an emergency?
So moved. Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Are there any questions related to today's council proceedings? Sir.
Kevin McKillop, 219 West Main. Question from two meetings back, this demo line. You as personally going around, have you done that?
For the surveys?
Yes.
For the income surveys?
Because nobody on the West End has seen you.
I've been out on the West End a lot. It was just a random survey, so I went to whatever addresses they gave me.
Okay.
But I've been out there.
Yeah.
I've been out there a lot, so if you didn't see me, it's because you weren't chosen.
And another just general question, I'm going to take it that you're the ones that's working with Delta Acres?
All of council is, but
oh,
yes.
Okay. Who's the reference person that they got up here? Because Delta Acres is out of Lake Charles, Louisiana.
I will leave that.
So they got to
He's a former county commissioner, a Fulton County commissioner. I don't have his name.
Root.
Root.
Oh.
Root.
Root?
Rufina.
Yeah.
Rufina.
Yeah, he's my, yeah.
Yeah, it's Rufina, Rufina.
Rufina, okay.
So, any other questions? Ms. Riley? Ms. Riley, no.
Have you started any moving forward with looking, nothing personally, the new administrator? Have you started to advertise or put out there?
There hasn't been any advertisements yet. I talked with Mr. Sika, and we agreed that it's, right now, our priority is to find a police chief. And after we get a police chief, then we'll move on.
Sounds great, thank you.
Yep. Which we've had, we have advertised for police chief. Yes, sir. Yep. All resumes are to be sent to Law Director Kevin Heeman. All right, so at 6:02 PM, go into executive session as Ms. Demeline requested. I need a motion. Do I need a motion?
Do I?
You do.
I make a motion to go into executive session.
Again, to discuss the appointment of a public employee pursuant to revised code 121.22G1.
And we have to say who's going in there?
Counsel, Law Director, and Ed.
Yeah, I can stay out here.
And Mayor.
Spoke too soon.
I did. I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please. Do you have a second?
I don't have a second.
I thought we did.
Tony, I thought Tony did.
Yeah, I thought Tony gave a second.
Oh, you did? Okay, I didn't hear you, sorry. Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Yes.
Any announcement?
All right, the time is 6:29.
I'll make a motion to come out of executive session at 6:29 PM.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Frank?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes. All right, the next regular meeting of the Village of Delta will be Monday, August 5th at 5:30 p.m. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I second it.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Shire?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.